This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Let's talk to the great Ron Coomer. You guys, Shane, Tanny, Layla, I'm sure this won't surprise you, but when you're hanging with Ron Coomer at Sloan Park in Mesa, you are with the king.
Coomer, Coomer.
Other people have to go downstairs and eat media lunch. Not Coom. The guy who runs the entire stadium comes over and says, this is what we're serving in the VIP area. You want some of this? And Coom's like, sure. And he waters down the infield a little bit with whatever cash he's got lying around.
He'd walk in the door and everybody who worked the room just went wild. He'd give the doorman $100 just for opening the door. He'd shove hundreds in the pockets of the dealers and all the guys that ran the games. I mean, the bartender got $100 just for keeping the ice cubes cold.
Takes care of the booth, and we're getting served. Fifth inning, hey, look, there's hot dogs and cookies that just showed up here.
Who wants an orange whip? Orange whip? Orange whip? 3 orange whips.
People with the last name Sloan are coming in and just like hanging out, and kind of reminds me of Sinatra used to say,
how did all these people get in my room? Come fly with me, we'll fly away.
Everywhere you go, Coom, that's your neighborhood.
It's called being around baseball a long time. That's what it ends up being. I don't take that for granted, but I sure appreciate it.
You're like the PG-13 Mr. Rogers. You know, it's the people you meet each day in the neighborhood.
Well, I don't think people will accuse me of being Mr. Rogers now, Layla. The cigar on occasion will throw that right off.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. I'm proud of you. You know that. I hope you do.
Guys always love listening to you. Thanks for sure. Shader? I'll be back in the hood here in another couple weeks, buddy.
Dinner on me, brother.
Don Corleone. I need a man who has powerful friends.
Mm-hmm, right.
I need $1 million in cash.
Well?
I need Don Corleone, those politicians that you carry in your pocket. Like so many nickels and dimes.
Yeah, isn't that something?
I'll take care of it, the Tigers. Out of my share.
That's how you do it.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
So that's how it goes down, Anthony Heron.
In Ron Coomer's world, apparently. I'm mad at him.
I had no idea. I knew there was a finesse there, but you know, once you put it in those terms, then it all kind of makes sense. Tanny, an artist on the ones and twos as usual. Chris Tannehill is here. Shane Reardon as well, reminding me I need a break on time. Thank you. Ray Diaz helping out. Anthony Heron is in. I'm Layla Rahimi. We are all here for Spiegel and Holmes today. We at Combine Tuesday, Ann Heron.
Let's
go.
Yes, yes. The
Quadzilla.
Start to a big week for the Bears. Many moons ago, my quads were on full display in Indianapolis. We'll get a chance to talk about that a little bit later as well. But now we had a chance. We've had the opportunity to hear from Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles and what this version, this 2025 version of the Bears will be starting this week in Indy.
It is very exciting. I was like the gif of the cat on the keyboard just typing away this morning. I was listening to Ryan Poles speak. He spoke at about 9 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
And then
and
Ben
you'd already
Johnson,
been here for about 5 hours by then,
I had
right?
not. Like, I just, I like working in an office.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
If I'm at home, I'm distracted.
Right.
And
right.
So I like being in the office. Like, there's a beautiful view out of the afternoon show's office.
That's a good
office.
Point. Especially when the sun is out.
Which, they've got a nice little eye for real estate. Shane and Tanny, so they picked some good real estate in our beautiful building.
Yeah, you're talking about that giant vacant pit down there, Layla? Is that what you're talking about that we like to stare at?
Listen.
Not dead guy home?
Okay, yeah. Have any of you been in the NBC Sports, RIP, NBC Sports Chicago offices?
Yeah, it doesn't own a window.
basements, guys, basements.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a little different
great
up here.
Great if a threat of some sort of nuclear thing was happening. But like other than that, you know, I'll take any window I can get.
I'm sorry, you guys I just walked in. Are you guys talking about the not dead guy memorial crater here that's here? Yeah. One of my favorite pieces.
It's a historical landmark. It's why it hasn't been built on yet.
You two troublemakers have the cutest little office, and here you are dissing on it, and it's got everything you need. We can't do anything about the crater, but you had a great idea in selecting that office.
We do have a cute little office with our TV and our memorabilia and our bobbleheads and our desks.
Fridge,
and Speaks is there sometimes.
And the neon.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and it had a Google Doc, and I was writing in it, so I had a nice little time listening to Ryan Poles and Ben
it's
Johnson.
It's a lot easier to be productive when you're away from home. That does help.
And it helps me ask crazy questions, like, are we asking too much of Ryan Poles in the upcoming draft? But before we do that, let's listen to what we thought was the most important things we wanted you to hear from Ryan Poles this morning.
A lot has changed since the last time we spoke. Obviously, got Ben on board. Our relationship has been outstanding. His ability to really give a clear vision of what he wants and needs to be successful has been really, really good. And you can just tell the high football IQ is on a totally different level than what I've seen and been a part of before. So it's really good.
Ryan, you've understandably been a little bit more cautious in free agency as you built this roster through the draft. What's your willingness to be more aggressive at the top of the market this year?
Yeah, I think the clearer the vision, the more aggressive you can be. And that's important. So you want to be selective in free agency because just historically, like if you look at it, like it can tell you and you can learn from that. But if there's certain players that kind of hit all the check boxes that you need, there's really no reason to hold back. Like I feel like you can be aggressive in those situations.
Ryan, with DeMarcus off the roster, just knowing the strength of this draft and the defensive line, but there's also a couple names out there in free agency, guys who've requested trades and some other free agent options. Like how do you go about weighing how and when you will attack addressing that spot opposite Montez?
Yeah, that's part of what we're doing now. Again, it's a big puzzle. You know, free agency comes first. There's a lot of unknowns in the draft in terms of who's going to be there for you. I've talked about that before. You can have philosophical beliefs in how you build a football team, how you prioritize, but the supply has to match the needs, and those opportunities have to present themselves at the right time. So we're starting to put that puzzle piece together. But what I like about really the pairing so far of free agency and the draft is I do believe that the supply of players are matching our needs. So there's going to be good opportunities.
When you were in Kansas City, what was your memories of your evaluation of the trade?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into players that aren't on our roster right now, but I'm proud to be a part of that draft process.
What did you learn about your plan for free agency and the draft? When free agency is a little more predictable, the draft is totally unpredictable. So you don't end up, you don't want to obviously sign a high-priced pass rusher and then draft one at number 10. So how do you decide which needs you can fill in which season, I guess, or which option?
Yeah, there's strategy to that, but I would probably argue and say if you get a good pass rusher in free agency and you draft a good pass rusher, you can't have enough good ones. I think we all watched that last game of the season, and that proves to be true. So, but yeah, you want to see how you can put the puzzle together where you can kind of fill all the needs perfectly. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't.
Free agency first and then the draft, like in the NBA?
The other way around?
Yeah.
Draft and then free agency.
That's what I meant.
Yeah,
draft.
Of course. Yeah, it would be a lot easier. I think it would be more expensive in free agency, too.
Right.
Okay, wait a second. First of all, are they on a rickety bridge in the wind?
I'm picturing, you remember it was a rope bridge in the Temple of Doom. But if
good
you
call, Ant. I was hoping you were going there, yeah.
Like, why? What is happening in the back? And normally, I'm not the one distracted by background noise. But what is going on?
Ryan Pohl is running from Molaram, apparently.
Yes, right? Yeah. It seriously sounds like
Kalima, Shaktide.
Like they just stop every now and then in the wind on this rickety bridge to answer football questions.
If you had that same rope bridge from the Temple of Doom, but it was made out of, I don't know, some sort of metallic, like a rusty metal, and then everybody's just, every once in a while, somebody tries to go across so they can catch Indy in short round.
They actually just hired Rusty Metal to be one of their coaches. It's another right. coach they've had and given
it's a
promotion
very impressive
to.
Staff. It's
I mean, that's quite a graphic,
staff,
you know, that they put together.
In.
The other thing is, why didn't he, did he mean the last game of the Bear season or the Super Bowl?
Maybe he was worried about like some advertiser coming after him. He should have said the big game. You remember everyone
the
saw
big
the
game.
Big game. Okay, he just didn't want to say Super Bowl.
I know we love to laugh with Dustin, but Dustin calling it Big Game 59 cracks me up. Okay, let's get back to Rickety Bridge Ryan Poles at the Combine.
One question about Caleb and Ben. What's your role in merging those two, helping them kind of get on the same page, helping them get synchronized?
Yeah, we've had good conversations about the, you know, this past year. But at the end of the day, that's going to be Ben's expertise. So let him do his thing and build a relationship, build trust, and coach him up.
Ryan, do you feel like there's a lot of moves that need to be made for this team to be competitive in 2025?
I think there always is. I mean, when you get to the end of each year, there's a lot of, just based on how everything is built with contracts, it's a fresh start. I don't really believe that you can take, you know, momentum or anything from one year into the next. You really have to start over and build from the ground up. Obviously, the more continuity you have with contracts, that's helpful. So I think we can be aggressive in the way that we approach this offseason and get players in here that can help us take the next step.
Doom Sheba K. Bishwa Kateo. You betrayed Sheba.
It makes it, you know, if that is the case, then that makes the Bears' past three seasons a lot more sense-making. Like, you've suddenly understood why they're in the predicament they're in. That would actually, if there was some sort of doom element, right? That would actually make it make sense.
Oh, is it somewhat of like an old-school tricycle? Just like every time Ryan Poles opened his mouth, and it's gotten to the point maybe where he's like, am I the only one who hears this?
Is it the Saw movie?
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, wait a minute. I can't be the only one who sees it, and everyone else around him is acting like they don't see it just to make him that much more nervous. No, Ryan, what are you talking about?
So we've successfully distracted everybody from the main message, which if that's what they were going for, then great. Good job, Bears. Oh. But he says a lot, but here's the thing. Until he proves it, we have a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Hiring Ben Johnson was the right move.
Mm-hmm.
But we still don't know this team's overall track record with improving in free agent acquisition, especially on the offensive line where they need it. You could argue on the defensive line, although shout out Andrew Billings. He's done a wonderful job.
Yep.
Montez Sweat, I need you to have more than 5.5 sacks.
That'd be nice. And honestly, I was a little bit surprised by the, you know, getting rid of DeMarcus Walker. But, you know, all right, he's only so good, only so productive. But you could use depth on the defensive front. I do find myself wondering just how internally when they were deciding, do we keep Ryan? Do we get rid of Ryan? We know we're going to try to bring in the top coach. So they bring in the top coaching candidate who's available in the industry. It would seem to indicate then that they do feel like this is a quality roster that Ryan Poles has put together. But the tangible evidence of that hasn't proven out in victory. And so that's where, what is that combination then? They ask the question multiple ways. How good is this roster? Are you ready to win soon? Ben Johnson says yes from his initial press conference. Ryan Poles says, yeah, it's kind of always a work in progress.
And what we are asking as a fan base of Ryan Poles to get them over the hump doesn't just require Ben Johnson. And I think that needs to be delved into in our next segment.
Okay.
We are asking Ryan Poles to have a draft and an offseason he's never had. So let's get into that next on The Score.